Amid the barrage of news stories about gun violence, there are real people whose lives are torn apart by tragedy, like Samaje Clark. 2 years ago, he was paralyzed after being shot in Savannah. Now he's confined to a wheelchair. Before becoming an anti-gun violence advocate, Samaje was involved in gang activity, and he says the media has a certain responsibility when they cover shootings.
My name is Samaje Clark, and I'm currently based in Los Angeles, California. I was out in Savannah for about 17 months. Being shot is like it's a crazy experience. I was shot 3 times when I was 15 in my own neighborhood. I was shot another time when I was 16, and I got shot 3 times in Savannah, Georgia, just going out there to go do a speech. The first time I got shot, it felt like hot iron going through my skin. And the third time I got shot, it was crazy. I just felt like a massive thump hit my spine, and I just felt my legs go out. I hit the floor. I tried to get up, and I couldn't get up. I was in group homes, foster homes, and I was exposed to a lot growing up. So at an early age, my mind was on a different level than other kids. So I just started to hang with other people. I started to hang with older people, and I started to get in trouble. I was involved in gang violence, but it wasn't what I thought it was. You know, like in the end, I found out, you know, that the streets really, you know, they don't love nobody, and it's really nothing out there for you, and that's really the message that I push now to the youth, because like, yeah, I went looking in the streets, but I didn't really found nothing. And when the time came down to it, I didn't really have nobody who had my back. So
we start with more violence tonight in East Savannah. Metro police say 3 people were shot near East 55th and Cedar Streets.
A man is on the run tonight after allegedly shooting another man this evening in West Macon.
When I see news coverage, I feel like they shouldn't identify people as gangsters or thugs or hoodlums, you know, because that just makes it look crazy on the other end to the people who are viewing it and the people who have never been in that area. A problem I have with the news coverage is they make it seem like that we're putting the guns in our community. Like, yeah, it just makes me feel like, you know, they look at us like we're monsters or something, like we're just animals. I think they should know what they're saying, or know who they're calling a thug, or know who they're calling a super predator or gangster, or just like identify who they're talking about. I think I lost probably like 12 or 13 friends to gun violence. Yeah, every time I look up in the sky, I see one of my friends or one of my homies, you know, telling me good job or watch out, you know, don't do that. You know, like they keep me going. They keep me on the right path.
That story was produced by GPB's Sean Powers. And that's our show for today. But we'd love to hear from you, as we've heard from so many people this hour.
This is Owen Scarpness from Atlanta, Georgia. I am a gun owner that thinks that we should have stricter gun laws, because I mean, these are weapons that are capable of such vast destruction, and yet you don't have to pass a test, you don't have to have any kind of training or knowledge about safety.
What do you think should be done? What do you think could be done to curb gun violence? Call us at 404-500-9457. You can also reach us on Twitter or Facebook. For today, that's on Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day.